The Lebanese stumbling block inside the U.S.-Iran nuclear framework. A proposed framework between Washington and Tehran would require Iran to surrender its highly enriched uranium stockpiles and reopen the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping, but it conspicuously omits any restrictions on Iran's ballistic missile program, a gap that Israel has been pushing hard to close. According to Israeli defense officials speaking to the New York Times, the U.S. has almost completely excluded Israel from the negotiations, marking a dramatic departure from Washington's traditional approach to Iran-related diplomacy. The talks have drawn in a wide cast of regional actors. French President Macron held calls over the weekend with Trump, Jordan, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia, signaling a broader realignment beyond bilateral U.S.-Iran channels. Pakistan has emerged as a formal mediator, with Chinese President Xi explicitly backing Prime Minister Sharif's efforts during meetings in Beijing, a China-Pakistan axis that carries diplomatic weight precisely because Pakistan maintains credibility with both Washington and Tehran. Lebanon is threatening to derail any comprehensive agreement. Hezbollah's leader has rejected disarmament demands and is actively calling for Lebanese citizens to topple their own government, drawing a sharp public rebuke from Secretary of State Rubio. Meanwhile, Iran's top diplomat skipped a UN meeting over what Tehran described as U.S. visa issues, a procedural dispute that echoes the 2020 denial to then-Foreign Minister Zarif and reflects the deeper trust deficits that can kill substantive talks, even when both sides have incentives to deal. Domestic U.S. politics add further turbulence. John Bolton publicly called on Trump to end the ceasefire and abandon negotiations entirely, while Trump has again sidelined Vice President Vance, whose locked and loaded warning earlier in the week was seen as undermining diplomatic flexibility from the Iran talks team. Reports of an IRGC-linked militant allegedly plotting against Ivanka Trump, ostensibly to avenge the 2020 killing of Qasem Soleimani, are generating additional pressure on the administration to harden its posture regardless of progress at the negotiating table. The economic stakes are acute. Oil and LNG tankers have resumed transit through the Strait of Hormuz for the first time in 3 months, immediately pushing crude prices lower. Yet the Carlyle Group is warning that Asian oil stocks are near minimum operating levels and that shortages could cascade to Europe and the United States by July. Toyota has already announced cuts of 83,000 vehicles from overseas production due to ongoing supply disruptions. A reminder that even a full Strait reopening cannot quickly reverse months of inventory depletion. Global bond yields are falling on hopes that eased Middle East tensions could relieve inflationary pressure, but strategists at Bank of America are cautioning that fiscal policy remains the elephant in the room, potentially keeping yields elevated regardless of oil price normalization.